to Ordinary Kid, the podcast where Darius Kernel brings his ordinary life to a creative perspective, telling stories, having short segments, and interviews, along with jokes and games. Here is your host, Darius Jared Kernel.
Hello, I'm Darius Kernel. In today's show, we'll be talking about crossing boundaries. I crossed many boundaries in a life of 16 years. However, I'll be only talking about one boundary. When I came to my high school, Science Leadership Academy, I was somewhat of a shy person. I really didn't talk much and didn't have many friends from my middle school that joined me in this new environment. I eventually made friends. I'll be interviewing two of them in today's show. Here with me now is Heaven Mendez. Heaven, say hello.
Hi.
So, Heaven, can you tell me about the first time we met?
There's two different stories. You said that we met when we went to the Arden Theater to see parades, but I don't remember that. I do remember that every time I used to see you in the hallways, you remembered me because I had my ends were bleached. They were bleached green, and that's what you called me. You called me, like, the girl with the green hair, and I was like, oh my god, yes, I love this.
What was your first impression of me?
You were very shy. At one point, I remembered you, like, saying, oh my god, it's you, with the green hair. And, like, looking back at it now, I used to think there was two different people, because there's, like, you that's talkative and social, and then there's you from, like a year ago, who was really, like, reserved and laid back, and I was like, wow, that's really crazy.
So you said I'm different from how I was last year. Can you elaborate on that? Like, how different was I?
Well, I mean, last year we didn't talk that much. And then when we did, you were, like, kind of in the middle between, like, should I stay with these group of crazy people or should I find someone normal to hang out with? And then over time, you kind of just, like, merged into our insanity, and that's why we're all friends.
True. How much do you like this newer version of me than when we first met?
It's amazingly funny. I love it. I mean, not saying I didn't, like, think you were cool back then. You were cool back then. It's just, like, we're on the same level of crazy now. And it's, like, that's totally fine.
How well do you think I crossed the boundary of shyness and making new friends?
You did a lot better than I did. I can say that much. Like, I think you were really confident in like, your ability to make friends and not, like, well, I'm not, like, in the sense of, like, yeah, I'm going to be the jerk about it and make, like, no, you're actually legitimate with all your friends, whatever that means. And you make friends and keep them, which is, you can't really say that about a lot of people, especially in their first year of high school, even though it's your second year, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, people do act a little shady sometimes. So, can you remember a fun time we had where I still showed shyness during my freshman year?
Say that one more time.
Can you remember a fun time we had, but I was still showing shyness?
Oh, that's a good question. I don't think you, like, when we started hanging out, it was only, like, it was three of us. So, I guess because the group was that small, you were, like, you're more comfortable than, like, if there was, like, 20 of us. I think at the time when we were on the fifth floor and I was doing Rosetta Stone, and we tried to make the series talk, and then we all got in trouble. That was really funny. Well, it wasn't funny then, but it was really funny now. Because he was overreacting.
Can you, like, explain the story of what happened so the people that are listening right now know exactly what you're talking about?
Oh, my God. So, when I was in Spanish 2, I got to do Rosetta Stone outside, and Don Marcos was always leaving his door open. So it was my senior friend, well, it's not a senior anymore, she graduated, Shannon, my friend Shannon, and you. And it was during your lunch, I had Spanish X then, you had lunch X then. So I was finished my lessons, and it was just, we were bored, so you and Shannon both had iPhones. You're like, let's make serious talk. And I guess we kind of didn't realize how loud Siri was in an open hallway that echoes. So he, like, storms out of his room and, like, basically curses us out without using any profanities. You had to go back downstairs. I got really upset, and I was like, oh my god, that was very dramatic. But it was funny now because he got so upset. I was like, dude, it's just Siri. Calm down. Calm yourself.
Can you remember a fun time we had when I wasn't shy?
Oh my god, it's you every day. You're not shy every day. I love it. I don't know, how about when we were at, for my birthday, and we were at Coffee's house, and...
No. Let's not.
Let's not talk about me and my birthday party.
No, let's not talk about that. Because we did some crazy stuff. We were all crazy. We all know it. So let's move on to the next question.
I think we did drugs or something.
We didn't do drugs. We didn't do anything bad. Business but stays at parties. What goes on at parties stays at parties. So.
What's up, guys? Oh, my God.
So I got two serious questions for you before I let you go. How strong do you think our friendship is?
Oh my god, it's like so strong, like, it's like so strong. And you think, in a very school appropriate manner, it's like so strong. I feel like, I would be that person to let you secretly copy off of my test. That's how strong it is.
Okay, well let's not follow behind the juniors. Let's not follow behind those juniors that got everyone in troubles.
Well, see, we would do it in a way that, like, wouldn't get us stupidly caught.
Yeah, that was... that's a whole nother story in nerd time. Stay in school, yes. How do you think we would have been friends if I stayed shy?
Well, I'm a very shy person, too, so it would have been one of those, like, polite friendships where, like, we only see each other, like, when we see each other, we wouldn't talk out anywhere outside of that. So, that's why I don't know, when you put two shy people together, it's not a good combination ever, so.
That is true. Well, thank you for letting me interview you, Heaven. Have a great day.
Thank you for letting me on your podcast.
Bye. So here with me now is Angel Owens. Say hello, Angel.
Hi.
So can you tell me how we first met?
So, funny story. Like, 3 years ago, I was dating someone who also dated you, so that's kind of how that happened.
What was your first impression of me?
I didn't really like you, because I heard bad things about you.
Did it change over time? Like, as you got to actually know me?
Oh, yeah, obviously. Once I really got to know you, I was like, oh, he's not as bad as I thought he was.
Not as bad, huh? So I'm still kind of bad?
No.
I'm joking. So, how different am I now than I was back in freshman year?
You were kind of more, like, I don't want to say awkward, but kind of, like, you didn't really talk that much freshman year. And when I first met you, you just, like, kind of came over and was like, hi, I'm Darius. And I was just like, okay. But now you, like, talk more and have a lot of jokes and more outgoing.
How do you like this newer version of me than back when we first met?
Well, I didn't really know the other version of you, so I can't really say, but this one's pretty cool.
Can you remember a fun time we had back when I was awkward, what you said?
Not really.
Can you remember a fun time now?
Every day at lunch and in the morning.
Okay. So, how strong do you think our friendship is?
I would say we're much closer than we were when you were a freshman. Like, I didn't really know you, and I was just, like, going off of what my friends told me. So I was like, well, I don't really like this guy, but now I, like, talk to you more about things, and you give good advice, and, you know, we actually have a friendship now.
So do you think that, me being awkward and you not and you going off what other people said kind of help build that bond we have now? Or do you think that now that both of those two things are gone, the bond is better?
I think now that both of those things, well, I still have my friends, but they just, after a while, they just stopped talking about you and that person. But, you know, now it's, I guess now it's better in the long run because we, I mean, it got more developed than we were a year ago.
Okay, thanks for letting me interview you. Have a good day, Angel.
Okay, you too.
Thanks for watching today's episode of Ordinary Kid. Tune in next week when we look at more topics. I'm Darius Purnell, signing off.